Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A sad day in American history remembered. A bell tolls at the site of the World Trade Center, remembering the day 16 years ago when terrorists struck and murdered over 3,000 innocent people in three separate locations in the U.S. Donald Trump, for the first time as president, led the nation in remembering the September 11th attacks on New York and Washington in 2001. President Trump marked the 16th anniversary of the worst act of terrorism on U.S. soil in a ceremony at the White House with a moment of silence at 8:40 a.m., the time when a first airliner hijacked by al-Qaeda terrorists crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. Trump also attended a remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon, which was hit and badly damaged.
Here on the west side of the Pentagon, terrorists tried to break our resolve. It's not going to happen. But where they left a mark with fire and rubble, Americans defiantly raised the stars and stripes, our beautiful flag that for more than two centuries has graced our ships, flown in our skies, and led our brave heroes to victory after victory in battle.
Joanne Marie Adiolis.
Shabir Ahmed.
In New York, names of the victims were being read out after a moment of silence was held. Vice President Mike Pence traveled to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where another hijacked plane crashed into a field. This is VOA News. A power saw can now be heard in a Miami trailer park as cleanup has at last begun in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. Irma weakened into a tropical storm Monday as it moved over northern Florida and into southern Georgia, even as its torrential rains and dangerous storm surges remained a threat to produce coastal flooding. In the meantime, the cleanup continues.
I try to make everything clean, you know, this is what it is. This is life, you know, it's in God's hands, everything.
Irma's sustained winds have diminished to 100 kilometers an hour with higher gusts. UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad Al Hussein warns that governments increasingly are moving toward authoritarianism and oppression, crushing human rights values and protections in their wake. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Raad Al Hussein paints a dark picture of the state of human rights around the world. He condemns the actions of violent extremists and terrorists, but warns the greater dangers to society are from governments who peel away human rights protections. Zayd expresses concern about extensive gross human rights violations in 39 countries.
We have received multiple reports and satellite imagery of security forces and local militia burning Rohingya villages and consistent accounts of extrajudicial killings, including shooting fleeing civilians.
Zayd calls on the Myanmar government to end its current military operation and to reverse its discrimination against the Rohingya. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is the final year of Zayd's mandate as High Commissioner. He says the world has grown a darker and more dangerous place during this time. The United Nations Security Council is set to vote on a new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its continuing nuclear program and missile tests. The draft resolution is considerably watered down from what the Americans put forward a week ago and follows intense negotiations with Russia and China, which both have veto powers in the Council. The new draft, due to be voted on late today, removes an oil embargo against North Korea that the United States was seeking and replaces it with a cap at current levels of crude oil exports to North Korea. China's been very reluctant to take any drastic measures that might potentially collapse North Korea's economy. Pope Francis ended his trip to Colombia by appealing to the people to unite to end more than a half century of conflict. Speaking at a mass in Cartagena, he said if Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreements. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.